not able to leave her privy, more-like. Tyrion made the proper sympathetic noises, and sent word to Cersei to rest easy. He would treat with Sir Cleos as they planned. The Iron Throne of Aegon the Conqueror was a tangle of nasty barbs and jagged metal teeth, waiting for any fool who tried to sit too comfortably, and the steps made his stunted legs cramp as he climbed up to it, all too aware of what an absurd spectacle he must be. Yet there was one thing to be said for it. It was high. Lannister guardsmen stood silent in their crimson cloaks and lion-crested half-helms. Sir Jaslyn's gold cloaks faced them across the hall. The steps to the throne were flanked by Bronn and Sir Preston of the King's Guard. Courtiers filled the gallery, while supplicants clustered near the towering oak and bronze doors. Sansa Stark looked especially lovely this morning, though her face was as pale as milk. Lord Giles stood coughing, while poor cousin Tyrek wore his bridegroom's mantle of miniver and velvet. Since his marriage to little Lady Ermisande 3 days past, the other squires had taken to calling him Wet Nurse, and asking him what sort of swaddling clothes his bride wore on their wedding night.